Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the fuel poor and the latest energy price rises, including difficulties in defining fuel poverty and some ideas for how energy companies can do more to proactively identify these customers. We'll also be touching on increasing media pressure in the energy sector, which suggests that the number of fuel poor households is escalating. This amount is due to double following on from recent price rises. However, our analysis shows that the media's figures are overestimated and that an increase of 15% in fuel poor households is more realistic. We're joined today by Andrew Toon, who's got over 8 years' experience within the utilities industry. Andrew specialises in CRM, credit scoring, data sharing and decision technology. So Andrew, how do you define what a fuel poor account looks like?
The definition of a fuel poor household is a household that spends 10% or more of their income on energy a year. However, a new definition has just come out that states that a household will now be defined as fuel poor if occupants have a total income that is below the poverty line, but also take into account energy costs, and its energy costs are higher than typical. Unfortunately, I still believe that there is work to be done on a universal fuel poor classification, as the new definition doesn't really clarify in enough detail what is meant by higher than typical energy costs or what the poverty line currently is. Other aspects to think about or to take into consideration in the past have been things like around sort of the fuel poor definition are how we actually heat the home to an adequate level, especially as we're seeing more and more people trying to shield themselves from higher energy bills by switching off and putting on the extra jumper. A recent survey showed that a quarter of people actually put up with unacceptably cold temperatures at the home because they were struggling to pay their energy bills.
Thanks, Andrew. That's really useful to know. So how do you see the impact of price rise increases affecting the UK fuel poor population?
Listening to some reports, you may get the impression that a whole raft of people will now become fuel poor. Analysis shows that this is not the case, as most everyday people can accommodate a small hit and be less fluid with their expenditures or their disposable incomes. However, we do need to be mindful that although one price rise will not cause alarm bells, additional price rises on top of the prices rises that we've observed over the last few years, nearing 30% in total, will start to impact the volumes of fuel poor households in the UK. What we can also expect is that the fuel poor population will go deeper into debt as opposed to continuing to maintain some form of payment or contribution.
Thanks, Andrew. So what can the industry do to help fuel poor households?
Well, Laura, companies can improve segmentation and identification of the fuel poor population by understanding a household or bill payer's indebtedness level and effective disposable income through more data and more sophisticated analytics. Energy companies need to be able to fully assess more than ever people's financial situation and their habitation environment. The use of decision technology, including optimization techniques, are fundamental to understanding your customers, their circumstances and their behaviours, whilst optimising values and volumes. Companies can ensure that fuel poor accounts are on an optimal tariff and share details of warm home discounts and energy trusts. Another idea that some companies have are investigating in the option to not offset bad debt against fuel poor household bills to lessen the burden. Energy efficiency is also a key weapon in the fight against fuel poor, so making available insulation products to improve habitation efficiency can have a big impact on future bills.
So, with energy companies coming under more heat with recent price rises, what are some of the topics that are being discussed to tackle these issues?
Energy companies have somewhat been neglected by government and have fallen behind over the last few years, as key industry decisions have been left on the shelf at a time when public perception is low. Research shows that only 21% of people say that their energy company set prices in a way that is fair and reasonable. On top of investing in improvements to legacy billing platforms, energy companies have taken on the responsibility of green levies and smart meter rollouts, all of which are actually pushing up the cost of energy, and thus there may be room for manoeuvre to reduce these burdens or stop what some call energy company obligation blank cheques. Another topic that is hotting up is about separating the retail and generation arms to enable more competitive pricing. Finally, it seems likely that a competition audit will come into place. However, will this find any differences to previous competition audits? One thing is for sure, that new entrants to market will surely pick up market share and look to eat into the big six.
Thanks, Thanks for that, Andrew. I certainly found that really useful. I hope you guys did too. If anyone would like any more information on fuel poverty or anything else that we've discussed today, please feel free to get in touch.